Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Republicans and Democrats still remain far apart on a coronavirus relief aid bill. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had hoped to reach a deal today, but both sides say their talks are continuing instead.
Speaker Pelosi wanted to reach a deal with the administration to pass a bill by Election Day, but says she's still hopeful despite no agreement in hand. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the two sides have made good progress, but are still hundreds of billions of dollars apart. Here's Meadows on CNBC.
We're not just down to a difference of language and a few dollars. We still have a ways to go.
He also called Pelosi's goal for a deal on Tuesday a, quote, artificial deadline. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are expected to continue their talks again on Wednesday. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Donald Trump is stumping for votes in Pennsylvania tonight without First Lady Melania Trump. According to Mrs. Trump's Chief of Staff, Stephanie Grisham, Mrs. Trump continues to have a lingering cough. As a result, Grisham says the First Lady will not be accompanying the president when he makes his campaign stop in Erie, Pennsylvania. Mrs. Trump's last public appearance was during the September 29th presidential debate in Ohio. She and Republican president received their positive test results in early October. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden is reportedly preparing for the final presidential face-off on Thursday. Forecasters say Northern California is facing a new round of dangerous fire weather. As Dan Brecky from Mirror Station KQED reports, that prospect has the state's largest power utility playing a new round of wildfire safety power shutoffs.
For the fourth time in the last 6 weeks, Pacific Gas and Electric is advising tens of thousands of its Northern California customers that they may have their power turned off due to high winds and very low humidity. PG&E says it may turn out the lights for about 54,000 customers in 19 counties, mostly in the Sierra Nevada foothills and the northern end of the Sacramento Valley. Those shutoffs could begin Wednesday night in some areas and last until late Friday. The utility's weather forecasters say they're tracking yet another potentially dangerous episode of high winds that could sweep over the region during the coming weekend. For NPR News, I'm Dan Brecky in Berkeley.
It appears older workers are being hit harder by the coronavirus pandemic than younger employees in terms of losing their jobs. That's based on a new study released today from New School researchers, showing that workers 55 and older were more likely to lose their jobs sooner and took longer to be rehired than their mid-career counterparts ages 35 to 54. For the April through September period, the unemployment rate for older workers was 9.7% versus 8.6% for mid-career employees. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street today. The Dow up 113 points. The Nasdaq rose 37 points. This is NPR. The family of slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi has filed a federal lawsuit accusing Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of personally ordering Khashoggi's brutal execution in order to silence the high-profile government critic. In a lawsuit filed today in Washington, the prince and a host of other Saudi Ministry of Interior officials are named, the suit accusing them of a brutal and brazen crime. Saudi officials have maintained the journalist's death was a tragic accident and have sentenced eight people to jail, where the Turkish government and a number of Western intelligence agencies say the crown prince must have known of the plan. Spencer Davis, the multi-instrumentalist and leader of the band that bore his name, has died. He was 81. The Spencer Davis Group was known for such hits as Give Me Some Lovin' and I'm a Man. As NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, Davis died yesterday in Los Angeles while being treated for pneumonia.
The bass line is instantly recognizable. Then the organ comes in. And then Steve Winwood sings with Spencer Davis backing him up. 1966's Give Me Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group made it to the top 10 in the U.S., part of the British invasion. Davis was born in Swansea, Wales. While in college, he ran into Winwood and his older brother Muff playing some country blues songs and immediately recruited them for a band. The group took off, but dissolved just as quickly, with Davis moving to California in 1970 to pursue a solo career, and a revamped Spencer Davis Group toured as recently as 2017. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Oil closed up 68 cents a barrel to $41.51 a barrel in the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.